There is a helium shortage in the world, and if you're not someone who buys party balloons for holiday celebrations, you may not think it matters much. But the element is also used for rocket engines and MRIs, and the shortage may affect the industries that deal with those products. To learn more about the impact of not having enough helium and where we go from here, I'm joined by Phil Kornbluth. He's president of Kornbluth Helium Consulting. So, Phil, what is going on here, and is this shortage as dramatic as it sounds?
Well, there's been a helium shortage that started in February of 2018, so it's been, you know, more than a year, and it is real. It's the third helium shortage that the industry has experienced since 2006, so we've had a few of these, and the cause of the shortage is more about the decline and depletion of existing sources than it is about runaway demand growth for helium. So, you know, what you have is you have some older sources that are producing less than they used to, and there are projects to develop new sources, but if the new sources don't come on quickly enough or when they're needed, you can have an imbalance between supply and demand. And we've had three of them since 2006, which is kind of unusual when you take a longer-term view. But for the last 14 years, we've been in shortage scenarios about 50% of the time, and I'm sure people who rely on helium are getting frustrated with the difficulty in getting, you know, the full quantity that they need, or with, you know, the higher prices that have resulted from the shortage.
What needs to be done to tap those new sources effectively, and two other shortages over the past 15 years or so? Is what's being tried this time going to be a new method from what helped quell those shortages in the past? Is that new technology? What's going on there?
Well, basically, the cure for the shortage is developing new sources, and there are a number of projects in the works to develop new supply. There's a really big one in Russia. Gazprom is going to bring on a very large new source starting in 2021, and that will definitely, I would say, you know, be a long-term cure for shortages. But there's also a new project coming on in Qatar called Qatar 3, which hopefully will start up next year. And there's an expansion of a source in Algeria that also is going to start up either toward the end of this year or early next year. So I do believe that the decade of the 2020s is going to be a better decade for helium supply than we've seen in the 2010s, where helium supply has really been volatile and unreliable.
What are the most important ways in which we use helium?
Okay, well, probably the most important is liquid helium is used as a refrigerant for the superconducting magnets that are in MRI scanners. So, you know, MRI is the largest application. It's roughly 20% of world demand. And, you know, most people would be surprised to hear that helium even exists in liquid form. But liquid helium is the coldest substance on planet Earth. So it has a whole host of applications. And, of course, you know, the most widely known would be party balloons and, you know, Goodyear blimp. But they're, certainly not the most important to society. And there is a fair amount of debate. You know, the scientific community and some others would really like to ban the use of helium for balloons because they just would like to see it saved for more critical applications.
Are we seeing more of a need for more helium as we move to different sorts of projects? I mean, yes, it's good to have helium available, but is it even more a necessity going forward?
That remains to be seen. But, you know, helium demand today is actually lower than it was in 2011, which was the start of the last shortage. So, you know, there was a pretty sizable demand destruction during the shortage that lasted from 2011 to 2013. And I imagine there'll be some demand destruction this time around because, you know, when folks see the price of helium double in some cases, that motivates them to try to substitute something in another gas or another something else for helium, or to recycle it or whatever. So I do think that there'll be demand will be hurt by the shortage. But on the other hand, you know, the history with helium is that there have been some new applications that wouldn't say came out of nowhere, but were surprising, like a few years before they became significant applications, nobody knew about them.
Now, as someone who's been in this industry for several decades, are you someone who takes it as cyclical? Do you feel like, okay, you know, this is not great, but we'll be back on the right track?
You know, one of the things that the media tends to, two things the media tends to get wrong is one is that the world's running out of helium, which it's not. There's plenty of helium in the ground. And the other is that, you know, demand for helium is skyrocketing, which it's not. It's, you know, I'd call it more stable to slow growth, if anything, in recent years. You know, the problem is that, you know, most helium is produced as a byproduct of natural gas processing or LNG production. And the investments required to develop, let's say, an LNG project, which might be multi-billion dollar kind of projects, nobody's making those investments just to get the helium. So, you know, there might, when there's a shortage of helium, the industrial gas industry's ability to develop new sources is limited to some degree because they need to wait for the energy folks to develop, to build new plants that will have helium as a waste product.
Phil Kornbluth is president of Kornbluth Helium Consulting. We've been talking about a helium shortage.